Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Bo. Parashas Bo is a unbelievably packed parasha. One of the most exciting parashas in the Torah, where Bnei Yisrael actually leaves Mitzrayim. And the floodgates open up. What I mean by that is as follows. Until now, in the Torah, there have been very, very few mitzvos. My father actually, when he was here on Tuesday, discussed the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given together as a people. The floodgates open in Parashas Bo, and many, many mitzvos are given to Bnei Yisrael. And I want to share with you a very, very beautiful Rashi on this week's parasha, which I think sheds light to a very, very important perspective and attitude that we're supposed to have towards mitzvos. And if one person in this room walks out of this room rethinking his attitude towards mitzvos in general, then the whole thing is worth it. Challenge on. Here we go. Torah says as follows. At the end of Perek Yud Viz, it says, Paro finally comes to Moshe and Aaron and says, get out of here! Get out of here! Why? Because Makas Bechoros happened. All the firstborn died in Egypt. Get out of here, he says, and take your animals. Just get out of here and bless me. And then it says the following. Mitzrayim pressures the Jewish people to leave. Get out of here. We're all going to die. Listen to this pasuk. The Jewish people carried their dough. Their dough here means the dough bread, the bread dough, before it became chametz. Listen to these words. Misharosam, which means the leftovers, the crumbs. Tsruros besimlosam, were wrapped up in their clothes. Al shechmam, on their shoulders. What's going on over here? Listen to this. Says Rashi. You know what they were carrying? They were carrying shiare matzah umarar. They were carrying, when they left Mitzrayim, they were carrying the leftover pieces, crumbs of matzah and marar. Why is that? Because they ate the matzah and marar when? The night of the 15th. They ate it the previous night. When did they leave Mitzrayim? In the morning. Be'etzamayim azeh. So they had some leftovers. Little pieces of crumbs. You guys know matzah crumbs?
Yeah.
You know, whenever you eat matzah, it's always crumbs. It's a crunchy food.
It's crummy.
They had extra crumbs. Now, what did they do with those crumbs? No. They wrapped them up. And they put it on their shoulders. And what did they wrap it in? Their clothing. Which clothing? So in the next pasuk, it tells you about these clothing. It says the Jews took, they listened to Moshe, Vayishalu li Mitzrayim, they took from the Egyptians, Klei Chesef, what's Klei Chesef? Silver, Klei Zav, golden objects, Usmalot, what's Smalot mean? Garments, Rashi says, you know what Rashi says? The most chashuv thing to them was the Smalot, more precious to them than the gold goblets, than the silver utensils, was the garments. Meaning, they took their most precious items that they had. And what they do? They wrapped up the matzah and maror. The leftover pieces of matzah and maror, they wrapped up in these garments, in their most precious possession, and they took it with them out of Mitzrayim. And Rashi has an incredible comment. This is what I want to take away with you from this. Shmuel, listen carefully. Says Rashi, they put it on their shoulders. You know why? They had many animals. But Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they had many, many animals. They could have taken with them. They didn't have to carry these crumbs on their shoulders. So why did they carry the crumbs on their shoulders? Says Rashi, three words, four words. Bechavim hayu es ha-mitzvos. They loved the mitzvos. The mitzvahs were precious to them. Says Rashi, an incredible thing. Says Rashi, they could have put it on their wagons. They could have put it on their donkeys, on their camels. They didn't want to. You know why? Because they chose to embrace the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. This is mitzvah food. And as such, they chose to carry on their shoulders, not just on their shoulders, but the most precious garments they got from the Egyptians, the smalut, the smalos they got from Mitzrayim, they wrapped the mitzvah up in the most precious thing in the entire world, and they took it with them. Abosa, I want to tell you one thing, or two things. What's a mitzvah?
Commandment.
A commandment. What's the root of the word mitzvah? So some say it's from the word tzivoy, the commandment. Others learn that it's from the word tzeves. Tzeves means not commandment, but rather
tzeves is like a group.
Like a group, like a staff, or listen carefully. What it means is a certain pleasantness, a certain camaraderie associated with it. Rabbi says there's a certain bond. Mitzvos, chevra, listen up, are bonds with Hashem. Mitzvos are opportunities to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have 613 of them. And sometimes we think, you know, it's a lot. So many mitzvos. When I go eat, I have to worry about kashrus. When I go away, I have to worry about so many different things. I have to take my tefillin with me on my trips. And, you know, when I have Shabbos, I have so many mitzvos and Shabbos I have to worry about. And sometimes, I will say, we lose the proper perspective of mitzvos. We say, you know what? I'll do it. I'll get a check. I did the mitzvah today. Yeah, did I daven today? Check. Did I put on tefillin today? Check. I want to just get it over with. Be done with it. Sometimes that's our attitude to mitzvahs. But Rabbi said, we don't understand. We don't understand. Tickets. Mitzvahs are our tickets. I took my children last night to a little... You guys went there. The bowling alley in Beit Shemesh. But they didn't want to go bowling. It was my little kids. They didn't want to go bowling. They wanted instead to play those little games on the side. Those games on the side are a terrible scam. For the following reasons. You're basically just buying tokens to buy tickets. And then you get like 150 tickets and you can buy something worth one shekel. So you basically spend 50 shekel on 60 tokens. That's what I did yesterday for my kids. You spend 50 shekel on 60 tokens for my little kids to play games. Okay. And they buy these tickets. And what are they worth? They're worth nothing. They're excited though. It gives them a little bit of a rush. And they're excited. It's not a good thing. I wouldn't go back there again with my kids. They can go bowling next time. Not those games. It's just for nothing. And listen carefully. Those tickets are meaningless. You know why? Because at the end, after my two sons pooled together their tickets, they got 180 tickets. That's not so many. And they could buy a little fake gun that has like these little caps on it. It's not worth the shit. Obviously. Moreover, Rabosai. Listen carefully. Those tickets in the arcade in the Big Gemma's bowling alley are not worth too much. But the tickets, Chevra, the tickets that we have, that we get from mitzvos, are our eternal tickets. They're tickets to Olam Haba. Every time you put on tefillin in the morning, you get a ticket into Olam Haba. Every time you make a bracha on food, a bracha achrona after you finish eating, it's a ticket. When you eat matzah on Pesach night, it's a ticket. When we keep Shabbos, we were supposed to. It's a ticket. When we get our suits checked for shatnez before we wear them, it's a ticket. And Rabbi said, listen carefully. Please, please, don't misunderstand. Please, please understand the point. The way a person develops this attitude towards mitzvah, this chibuv mitzvah, this embracing of mitzvah, is when he recognizes and he realizes what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs, fellas, are not a burden. Mitzvahs are a privilege. If only we would remind ourselves of that idea. It's not a schlep. It's an opportunity. And it's a great investment, like we discussed earlier in Pesach today. It's a great investment. It may cost a little money, but you know what? It's worth every penny. Abosai, this is the message, the takeaway from the matzah and the Marah. Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim taught us how to look at mitzvos. Mitzvos are a delight. Mitzvos are an opportunity. Mitzvos are worth millions. Every mitzvah we do is millions. Mitzvos are millions. This is the message that we're supposed to take away from Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yosef, as the floodgates open, and as we learn about more and more mitzvos in these parashios, Bo, Shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, we have tons of mitzvos about to come up. You should understand, every mitzvah is an opportunity to connect us to Hashem. It's tzeves, it's pleasant, it's enjoyable, it's geshmak. If only we would understand that, if only we would realize that, if only we would internalize this message of the unbelievable opportunity that exists in our mitzvah performance, we would have this attitude, we would embrace them, we would love them, we would run after them, and we would, Bez Hashem, fulfill them to the best of our ability. Amen. And a wonderful Amen.